In the studio, we are joined by two of the cutest little babies and also...
And their children.
I'm kidding.
And mate, they're good parents, babies. Who are arguably, I'm going to say, the most successful couple to ever have been on MAFS, Bryce and Melissa.
Morning, guys.
Welcome back to the show. Little Levi and Tate have come in the pram. OMG, that is the cutest thing. That they are so adorable, those boys, guys.
Well
you
behaved.
Have nailed babies.
It's because they're probably 90% Liz and her genes, so that's
mate,
probably why.
I'm saying 100%. They are exactly Melissa. Everything.
Give me a little bit of credit,
you
Feb.
Didn't get a look in, bro.
I love it too, so that Feb's first response was, obviously you like Levi more because he's at the front of the pram and Tate's at the back.
Right at the
Tate's,
back.
Tate's working hard for laughs, so he's chucking smiles out there. He's having a great time.
Tate's loving Trixie.
I know. Yeah, I've got Trixie, my daughter, in here.
There's a lot going on here.
It's like a nursery. It's great.
I'm watching the soccer. There's babies.
But it's great to see you both. And we were only saying this morning. Like, when you think about what you two went through when you're on MAFS and everyone, sham relationship won't work. I just love it. You just proved everyone wrong and you're going great. So well done.
Thank you. It wasn't without some work, but we obviously put the hard yards in and we got the best reward out of it with the twins.
Okay. Now, is your Channel 9 contract finished?
It is.
Yes.
Let's go. Okay, let's go. Now, give us some goss. What's going on? Producers, are you producer do stuff? How much do they tell you to do? Give us everything.
Well, the good thing is we've just done this TV show with Channel 7, Spotlight, and it's called The Fame Game. Yeah. So somehow we got invited into it on the likes of Ada Nicodemu, Cam Dado, Rowena Wallace, all the big names, plus us two. I don't know how we got added to it, but we somehow got in and we're going to be basically sort of saying what's going on behind the scenes of Married at First Sight.
What has gone on?
Yeah, and look, there's a lot of stuff to do with trolling, particularly from podcasters, gossip journos, that type of thing. So we speak about that. You talk about death threats that the twins got, little innocent twins out of Miku.
That's wrong.
So it's going to be
so you're saying trolling as in like people that are in the media now trolling you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Like who?
I'm not going to name names because...
Do you name names on the show?
We didn't know because we're going to go down the legal avenue at some point.
I thought that when I saw this show, I thought, gee, there'd be a legal team around it because for everybody to start spilling secrets about what's gone on in TV, they'd be nervous. There'd be a lot of shows that were nervous.
We're sitting on a legal gold mine. I'm not going to lie in terms of...
How much?
It's not more about cash. It's more about proving a point that cash particular journos...
Can't buy a house with proving a point. I'd go cash.
But we came with a celebrity slim deal, so it's okay.
Yeah. What was, I guess now that you're no longer, you're out of contract, you can speak. In terms of the filming and the production, what was probably the most disappointing or more shocking thing that you've come in as regular people onto a television show and in retrospect you look back and you go, that was wrong or didn't work out well?
Probably you copped a 3-hour show for me for that. You'd probably be able to explain it better than I would because I've got multiple examples.
Well,
that's what we want to hear, bro.
Yeah,
off you go.
No, I think the big thing for me was...
You're not here for your good looks, man.
Well, no. That's why
you're here to give us the dirt.
No, so I think for me towards the end of filming, it's been quite well known now and denied by Channel 9 that I called the police to try and remove us from production. And they've categorically denied it, and there's actually footage and proof of me being at a phone box in Martin Place in Sydney calling the police. My mum got the phone call first and advised me to do it, so they're trying to deny it because obviously it's not a great look for them, and I'm not here to shit can Channel 9 because they were good to us and they looked after us in terms of mental health, but at the same time too, it's like these things happen, like don't deny it, just fix your issues. So that's what this whole Channel 7 thing's all about, sort of getting our side out, and it was good to finally get off our chest and to have that contract once and truly done with, because it is pretty tight.
What do you I love the show. I watch it religiously. I think it's great, great TV. But I reckon Channel 9, I reckon in a series coming up, something bad's going to happen with one of the contestants. Do you feel that because of the trolling, the abuse, the toxic behaviour on the show? Do the producers portray this? Do they make people act out? Especially with the alcohol, because I know you go to those dinners and it's like 8-hour session, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is a massive misconception, Fev. I think the most I ever had to drink at a dinner party was 3 or 4 beers max. Like, you got to think about it.
Fee will be on her head by then.
You got to think, though, if you are blind drunk, slurring words, they're not going to use it because They've got the RSAs behind the scenes. So it's
Channel 9's done that to me before.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, actually, that is true. Yeah, that's true. A great Logie's like that one. Oh, no.
When the show... Last one laughing, Amazon Prime. Have a look.
When the show was airing for us, there was a time where I obviously stopped watching the show pretty early on, but once I started reading a few things that were coming through online and the bullying and the hate got really, really intense for us, I stopped talking to Channel 9 and taking the counsellor's phone calls, and I didn't want to be associated with anyone from the show, and I just completely shut off from them. And it got to a point where one of the producers reached out and contacted Bryce, my parents, anyone that I knew, and said, if we don't hear from Melissa, we're sending the police to your house to do a welfare check.
Yeah.
And that was, and I understand why they needed to do that. And that was a, you know, a positive thing that Channel 9, that they do care.
Yeah. And this is the thing. And like, I was sitting in a pub in South Melbourne that day because my best mate from the show, Jason, had flown to Melbourne. So he went to a pub to have lunch with one of the other boys from the show. And it was the head of the show, the head EP who's just moved into a different role. She was calling me nonstop. I'm like, Just get the point. It's very simple. She doesn't want to talk to you because of what you've done to us. It's so simple. It's not we're trying to be snobs. We're not trying to be rude or arrogant. We just didn't want to talk to them. And then they threatened, we'll call the police for welfare checks. And it's like, the welfare checks from what you've caused. So don't try and fix it.
But as Fev said, it is going to get to that point. And I'm surprised it didn't happen in this series. Well, because
speaking about this series, now, Brent was with Mitch. I mean, Brent, Brent
was with Tamara.
Tamara, we've had them on the show boxing.
Yes.
Brent was the Dubai, owned the bars and stuff, and then come down and Tamara thinks he's a waiter. And then there was Ella, who we had in here.
Yes, Ella's great.
Who was with Mitch. Mitch was like the playboy, good-looking guy. Now, you guys were away with Mitch and Tamara. Now, they're a couple.
They were not seen together at all. There was one photo where they were together.
Yeah.
But the whole time they didn't even go near each other. I think they said hello to each other. So it didn't look like they were together.
I'm pretty sure they're just good friends. Like they weren't macking on at the back of that $50 million mansion we were at. They were just friends.
They're together. Yes.
They could be for all we know, but to be honest, I didn't sit down and say,
come on. You're not going to talk about that on the Channel 7 special. Were they together?
Well, no, they filmed it a while ago before they were probably together. So I don't know.
I said they are together.
They could be.
They
might be. If they are, they're a great couple. They're two great individuals. So
they're together, man. That's huge. That's full
hot,
on.
Hot couple alert if it is.
Yeah.
Really? Right. Well, okay.
Both good looking. Yeah.
I like Ella.
Yes, 100%.
Ella's so sweet.
Yeah. We haven't met her.
She's got her heart broken.
She's a legend.
She's a Melbourne girl, yeah. She's a good chick. Yeah. She had her heart broken. She just wanted love like you two did.
Yeah.
But it's
Mitch
great. Has denied
it. This is great that you're now in a position where you can talk about it and we can see this show. So this is going to be the Fame Game. I love this because it's got Tony Barber, Rowena Wallace. It's got some real throwbacks.
Tony Barber is an absolute crack up. You give him a couple of champagnes at a dinner table, he comes out in form.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this will be good. Sunday at 8:50.
What's going to be the biggest scandal? You've got to give us something. You've given us absolutely nothing apart from your brand new pearly whites that you've got. Have a look at those
Dr.
puppies.
Devo Dental.
How good do you look with those things?
It's one of those things. We don't know what they're going to show. We haven't seen it. So there's a lot of bombshells in there. And look,
Just give us one.
I don't know what they're going to show. I'm trying to think.
We just need one, bro. One bombshell.
I guess we talk of, actually, they film us watching back our honeymoon. Is that Tate? He's saying, don't say anything.
He's saying, Dad, do something.
So they film us watching back our honeymoon. And there was a scene when we were lying down on the wooden floor because the budget didn't allow for couches. And we were in front of the fireplace and Liz was in tears. And it was at the response. Remember when I said about the blonde hair, the blue eyes, the stupid comments showed Liz in tears. Well, that was all edited together with completely different response from a producer question to Liz where she broke down in tears. So we sit there and actually pinpoint the moment where it was cut together. So hope to God that Spotlight does show this because it will open eyes. Because we get accused all the time of just saying, oh, you guys are making up rubbish to protect your own image. We couldn't give a crap about our own image, clearly, because we've got our own life, got our own jobs, doing all that sort of stuff to kids. But it's more about just showing people and opening eyes. Because in the UK, they get reality TV, but Australians don't get it just yet. So,
Are you back in radio?
Yeah. I am, yeah.
Where are you working?
I've just got a breakfast gig. So we're going to be relocating out of Melbourne.
Oh,
yeah.
Whereabouts?
I can't say.
So you're not our competition. You're out of Melbourne.
I won't be your direct competition, but I'm in a competitive network.
Sorry, I didn't tell your mum.
S-A-N?
None of our family know yet.
Oh, dear.
We'll break it now. Do something. Come on.
I can't say.
Sydney? Nova.
Contractually obliged. No. I'm not going there.
Wollongong.
No, no, it's a good market. I'm very excited. I am.
Gold Coast, Gold Coast.
No, I
feel Gold Coast. Hot tomato. Oh, that's the team.
He's got a bum bag. He's going to go to the Goldie. He's going to tan up.
Straight to Cali Beach to do an OB. I'm sweet.
Well, there it is, a Gold Coast.
It's so good to see you both. And to bring the boys in, Levi and Tate, I love this. Nick, halfway through that, became a babysitter, rocking
there. Trixie saying, Mum, be quiet, they're asleep.
I know, I love that. She's babysitting.
Hey, but before we go, literally we've got some gifts for you guys too we bought in. So you might know we're now Celebrity Slim Ambassadors. And they've just released, or it is being released, a brand new Skinny Bitch wine.
Wow.
So, Feb, there's a Shiraz. That's, I know you like a drink.
Thanks, mate, I do.
Yes. Nick, a Pinot Gras.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you.
So, if I drink this, I'll become a Skinny Bitch.
Absolutely.
Like Jessica Powell. Yes. Like Jessica Powell.
Yes.
So,
very simple. I need that.
I think that's why the kids are confused looking at me. They go, has Dad let himself go since he got in here?
Hey, I've lost about 7-8 kilos, so I'm doing well.
You look good, man.
I got it.
Yeah. It's here.
It's in your face. The beard. Yeah, keeping the beard shorter.
Yeah, you look good.
Bryce and Melissa, thank you very much for your time, guys. You can see the Fame Game this Sunday, 8:50 on Channel 7.
Only 80 calories.
That's great.